योगेन लोको ह्य प्रियदर्शनः उक्तेन रहितो हेश मृतकः प्रोच्यते यथा यस्य क्षणवियोगेन लोको ह्य प्रियदर्शनः उक्तेन रहितो येष मृतकः प्रोच्यते यथा Yasha, whose Kshana, a moment. Yogena, by separation. Lokaha, all the universes. He, certainly. Apriyadarshanaha, everything appears unfavorable. Ukthena, by life, Rahitaha, being devoid of, he certainly, Eshaha, all these bodies, Mritakaha, dead bodies, Prochate, are designated, Yatha, as it were. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada ki. I have just lost him whose separation for a moment would render all the universes unfavorable and void. like bodies without life. Hari Hari. Purport. Factually, for a living being, there is no one dearer than the Lord. Right? Has to be right. The Lord expands Himself by innumerable parts and parcels as Swamsha and Vibhinna Amsha. Paramatma is Swamsha, part of the Lord, whereas Vibhinna Amsha parts are living beings. As living being is important factor in material body. For without living being, the material body has no value. Similarly, without Paramatma, the living being has no status quo. Similarly, Brahman and Paramatma has no locus standi without the Supreme Lord Krishna. This is thoroughly explained in Bhagavad Gita. They are all interlinked with one another, or independent factors. Thus, in ultimate issue, the Lord is Samam Bhuvanam, and therefore vital principle of everything. Cool air is coming from somewhere. I can't stand it. Give me the scarf or something. Could this be directed to you all? Or share that with me? Yasya kshana viyogena lokohya apriyadarshanaha uktena rahito hesha mritakaha prochate yatha. Translation again, please listen. I have just lost him whose separation for a moment would render all universes unfavorable and void. Like bodies without life. So this is a chapter. Pandavas retire timely. Timely, on time. Timely is on time. What is their time? They have chosen to retire. They have lost their Lord of their life. Kshyam tyaktva svapadam gataha taddhinat kalirayataha sarvasadhana badhakaha. There's a statement in Shastras, Puranas, that says Lord departed. Kshyam tyaktva yada, that part is also there. Yada Mukundo Bhagavan Kshyam Tyaktva Swapadam Gataha. Yada, when? And well, when is not just general one, but particular day. That day, as Lord departed for his own abode. Taddinat, from that day, Kali Rayataha, Kali Yuga began. The day Lord departed, the last day of Lord on the planet becomes first day of the age of Kali. And what is Kali? Sarva Sadhana Badhakaha. All sadhana is topsy-turvy, all badhas in sadhana. Kshana, yeah, so that's, those are the Pandavas. And those are all kinds of devotees. Yes, Shakshana Vyogena. Yog Vyog. Yog is linking, communicating, establishing relationship, or communicating. That's a yoga. And this is Vyog, Kshana Vyogena. Kshana Vyogena. We have no experience of all this. Or we had one, but we have forgotten, or we are covered over. Shunyayitam jagat sarvam govinda virahename. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is talking, without Krishna, this whole world is void, shunya. And then Prabhupada, of course, says, shunya has value when there is one in the front. Otherwise, one zero, and then another zero, and another zero, and big zero. Without that one. That one is the Lord. And we are... Yeah, Srila Prabhupada is talking about that in the purport. We are his parts and parcels. Lucky we are, in fact. We are his. Whose? We are Krishna's. Then we have some value, otherwise just a dead body. Mṛtakaḥ prochyate yathā. Forget us, the parts and parcels of the Lord. Mamai vāṁśo jīva lōke jīva bhūta sanātana. Okay, let's see what happens. Not only Lord has said they are mama ansha. Lord did not say mama ansha. What did Lord say? Mama eva anshaha. This eva has to be underlined and understood, of course. They are only, certainly and only my parts and parcels, not of anyone else. Not yam brahma varunendra rudra marutas stunvanti divyaistavai. We are not parts and parcels of, at least we could say, devatas. Because devatas themselves are parts and parcels of the same Lord. So we are not parts and parcels. We are directly parts and parcels of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mama eva ansha. Mama eva. Yeah, this way some more intimate connection or relationship is emphasized. Mamaiva ansho jiva loke jiva bhuta. And sanatan means forever. Not that you are part and parcel of Lord for some time and then you become part and parcel of someone else, of Allah. Allah is okay. or this one or that one. Forever. We are parts and parcels of the Lord forever, for all the time to come. Of course, Lord is Sanatan and Sat, Sat, Chit, Anand. Sat means eternal. Lord is eternal, and we, the parts and parcels of the Lord, are also eternal. The ansha, already said, Krishna said, we are ansha. We are ansha. And who is Lord? What is that term? Ansha, anshi. One who is whole. Om Purnam Adha Purnamidam Purnat Purnam. That Purna is called anshi. And parts and parcels are called ansha. We are ansha and Lord is anshi. So, so ansha has to become part of anshi. He is, but then there's also explanation here. Vibhin ansha and sva ansha. Even Ramadi murti shukala niyamena tishthan nanavatara makarod bhuvaneshu kintu. Even they are anshas, but they are sva anshas. And hence they are all achyuta. Achyuta means not fallible. They don't fall. Lord takes avatar, many avatars. They don't fall down, but we fall down. Vibhinna anshas fall. Sva anshas never fall. So vibhinna anshas are chuta and sva anshas are achyuta. Okay? You're all with us? In the back there? The back benchers. Now, I want to make some statements or some observations. See how things work. Well, any object on fan or ball or anything that you throw up, and which is a part and parcel of earth. All these objects made up of gross earth, prithvi. Where do they end? They come back to the earth. They always try to settle on the earth. So that's one thing. What about different water bodies? Well, especially, say, rivers. Water bodies, rivers are also parts and parcels of what? Ocean, yes? So where are all the rivers are always running to the ocean. Hence the rivers are also called Nimnaganam Yatha Ganga Vaishnavanam. You know that statement from Bhagavatam. Nimnaga. Nimna, down, ga, goes. River goes down, right? Most of the time their source is at in some top of the mountain or at the foothill of the mountain, which are at higher level compared to the ocean level. So that water is always running and trying to, always anxious to become part of the whole ocean. So river and other water bodies are anshas, parts and parcels. An ocean is anshi, complete, whole. What about the fire? Fire is always trying to go where? Upward. Even if you have a mashal or you have a torch, try to do this way. Goes up. Why up? Where to? Where to? To the sun, which is source of all fire and light. So likewise, right? I think. Whereas, therefore, it is resolved, we could say. When they have meetings and then they say, whereas this, therefore. So we give a few examples or few observations. So we then, therefore, the living entities which are parts and parcels of the Lord, living entities are Ansha and Lord is Anshi, so they're always anxious to go back, return to the Lord, then they are settled. Hitva anyatha rupam swarupena vyavasthitihi. Shukadeva Goswami said this in second canto of Bhagavatam. Living entities are always trying to swarupena vyavasthiti. Or we could also say at this point, swastaho, swastaho. Hindi samajhte na? Swastaho. Of course, as soon as this question is raised, my health is okay. Swastaho. But one time, those who really understood the purport or even deeper meaning of swastaho. There's something else on their mind or different on their mind while asking this question and also replying those days, good old days. Before the age of Kali. Sva is who? Us living entity, Sva. and stha situation. Swastha. Lord is also swa. There's a talk here. Living entities and Paramatma and we are part and parcel of Paramatma or the Lord. So swastha means, are you situated in Krishna consciousness properly? Krishna tvadiya pada pankaja panjarantam. That also. Adyaiva me vishadu manasa rajahansaha. Kulshekhar's. Oh Lord, when that day would be mine, that manasa rajahansaha. His mind is, he's addressing or designating that as a hansa, rajahansa. And Lord, your lotus, I already said, your feet are lotus-like. Krishna tvadiya pada pankaja panjarantam. My mind is rajahansa. When will my mind, which is like a hansa, will hang around? It even says, enter your lotus feet, or be next to your lotus feet, or attached to your lotus feet, or think of your lotus feet, or serve your lotus feet. So as one does that, that person is swastha. I am swastha. Well, body, mind, soul. Well-being is complete when soul is also swastha. Not just body, mind, soul also. Mainly soul. Body ka. Kya bharosa is jindagi ka. Kya bharosa is bimariyon ka. Shariram vyadhi mandiram. You heard of that? Shastras say, because there's a fact. Shastras say, shariram vyadhi mandiram. You have it, you get the body, and before you get the body, the pran pratistha of vyadhi is already done. Temple has been inaugurated, deity of vyadhi is installed. Okay, have this. Have a fun. Body is given, we think, to enjoy, but also to suffer. And I'm changing a topic. To enjoy, you have to pay for it. You go to the shop or the mall these days. The malls. Because there are more products are being sold, produced and transported and promoted and courier service and they did some survey. Whether people have become more happy because there are more products produced of all sorts of products. Material nature is exploited and the mining and this and that. So has this made the world happier? What do you think? Huh? What is your experience as you look around? Has this made the world happy? But not now, but in future will make you happy. But then this Prabhupada is to say, this is a post-dated check from a bankrupt. Someone is a bankrupt and is giving a post-dated check. No way, no way. They did another survey in America. Which country's citizens are most sick? They had a global survey. And the conclusion was America, number one, the most sick nation in the world, America. I was not surprised to hear that. Because America, the land of opportunities. They say sometimes even some Hare Krishna devotees, Moraya Abhilas, America Deshe Divava. It's a dream land, like a heaven on earth. Hari Hari. The enjoyment and suffering, you think there's some relationship? Yes or no? It's a package. You don't get only enjoyment, not possible. If you want to enjoy, be prepared to suffer. You like it or not, don't like. This is, and Krishna has said this long time, and this is eternal truth, in fact. Ehi samsparshaja bhoga dukha yonaya evate adyantavantaha kaunteya nateshu ramate buddhaha. Krishna has warned this. Who is going to read Bhagavad Gita? Marathon has come. It's time to distribute Gitas and encourage everybody to read or hear the Lord. He is our well-wisher and friend and whatnot. So he says, Ehi samsparshaja bhoga. Ehi. Anyway, this, I'm getting into all these details. So as our senses come in contact with the sense objects, Ehi samsparshaja. Our senses coming in contact with sense objects. Huh? And what happens? What happens? Samsparshaja. Ja means taking birth. Utpanna hona. Ja. What takes birth? Bhoga. Bhoga is enjoyment. Sense objects coming in contact with each other nicely. Samsparshaja. Samyak prakarena. Complete contact. Bhoga, enjoyment, is the outcome. But it doesn't stop there. Krishna says, dukha yonaya evate. Yeah, the verse begins, or Lord's statement begins with a and ends with te. A, te. Ehi samsparshaja bhoga. By doing this, te happens, that happens. What is that? Dukkha yonaya eva te. The very source or reason, cause for enjoyment becomes cause of what? Suffering. Really. Anyway, sometimes someone hates you. Who hates you most? One who loved you most one time. People in general will not hate you or. But those who loved you, so-called love, which is, I love you. Actually, people should be saying, I am lusty after you. Not that I love, I'm lusty after you. I'm going to exploit you. I'm going to take advantage of you. Such people end up hating us, even killing us. Or I'm just making the connection. Those who love, they hate. Those that something that gives us joy will give us suffering. And as we go for shopping, buying, to buy something which we wish to enjoy, you have to pay for it, right? But the suffering comes free. Buy one, get two. Buy one, get two. Buy whatever you are buying. You bought one item, and soon you will have another one, suffering. So we are being fooled because we are in illusion, ignorance, etc. That is why Krishna has kindly, or he kindly appears down here and is speaking to Arjuna. But is he speaking to Arjuna only? No, he's addressing all of us, making Arjuna the medium or nimitta. Lord is addressing all of us. And then on Lord's behalf, devotees, acharyas also do their part. Om Ajnana, what? Timirandhasya Jnananjana Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Ena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Prabhupada did that, and of course we have to continue to do so. You do as I did. This is something else, but Prabhupada said, you do as I did. So what Prabhupada did, we had to follow in his footsteps and talk on behalf of Prabhupada's entire parampara, which is evam parampara praptam, what Krishna spoke in Bhagavad Gita and other scriptures. We had to share that with the rest of the world. And as we are becoming gradually, bit by bit, free from illusion, Yeah, that statement said, adhyan adi antavat adhyantavantah nateshu ramateye bodaha. O Arjun, bodaha. In fact, this is kind of definition of who is buddhiman, who is intelligent. Those who indulge, get involved, become part of something that has beginning and soon ending. Adi antavat. Adi beginning, antavat. So it begins with joy or happiness. It's nice. Like this, get a slap. We're not expecting, we're fools. We thought this would never happen. But it does happen, it must happen. Slap is nothing. Hang him, kill him. It has happened so many times. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi, dukkha, dosha, anudarshana. Suffering of all sorts. Adi daivik, adi bhautik, adhyatmik. So, adhyantavanta kaunta, na teshu. Teshu meaning something that has beginning, or in the beginning there is a happiness, some kind of joy. You feel good. Kuch hota hai. And then something else hota hai. Something else happens. So world is designed like this. World is programmed like this. And there's no way we could interfere. Not even superpowers. Be that America or now China, and next one is going to be India in the line. World is nateshu ramate bodaha. Bodaha nateshu ramate. Buddhiman person does not indulge in such things. He stays aloof or... Yeah, then there is whole sadhana and indriyani niyamyado. As Krishna said, indriyani niyamyado. Begin with sense control. And your enemy is the lust. Kama esha krodha esha rajo guna samudbhavaha. Mahashano Mahapapma Vidhi. Vidhi means, please take note, Vidhi enam hi vairinam. This is your vairi, this is your enemy number one. The Mr. Lust, Prabhupada. Mr. Lust. And then Kamat Krodho Vijayate. And lust is eldest brother, and who is the younger one? Krodh. Kamat krodho vijayate. And like there are four others. Chandal Chokri. So the whole team is there. And they have a strategy to get us, to grab us, to fool us. So the Lord said, yeah. Anyway, Arjun, because Arjun had asked this question, third chapter, Bhagavad Gita, towards the end, Athakena prayukto yam papam charati purushaha. And then, Anichanapi varshneya baladiva niyojitaha. This is a question. We don't even know how to ask questions or write questions. Arjun has asked questions on our behalf. And Bhagavad Gita is perfect question, perfect answer presentation. So, anichanapi. Sometimes I know, no, this is not good. No, I shouldn't do it. No, I know. No, this. Balad eva niyojita. But someone is like dragging us, forcing us. Who is it? What is it that gets me to do something? Even anichanapi. Balad eva. Answer to that question, Krishna says, kama esha, krodha esha. That's first only two parties are mentioned, but there are shadripus are there. And this world is full of ripus. Pakistan is not your ripu. Adiri. There's Ravan inside us. Hiranyakashipu inside us. Or we are small Hiranyakashipus. Yeah, there is to be time, they say. There is to be time, which is a fact. Demons were smaller in number, but big in size. Giant size. What has happened now? Number has multiplied. Size has reduced. So, he's my enemy. This one. So while we are pointing to someone, one finger, three fingers, no, not someone else, you yourself are enemies. Hari. Yeah, so Krishna, as third chapter, you should study this towards the end of the third chapter. The question of Arjuna, then Krishna is talking. Not only he has said the lust is your enemy, but where does lust reside in the body? He says, Indriyani Mano Buddhir. Lust is sitting. Lust has a base in the body. Where? Indriyani, all the senses, mind and intelligence. If intelligence is taken over by enemy, then finished, right? Adi, adi. So we pray, Dadami Buddhi Yogam, Enamam Upayanti Te. Lord, may give us Buddhi. To make money. Right? Listen to what Lord says. Dadami Buddhi Yogam. I give intelligence. I kindly give intelligence to somebody And why or what for does he would or should or could use that intelligence? Ena mam upayanti te. He should use that intelligence for ena, so that mam unto me upayanti. Upa means near. Yanti means to go or to come near me, come towards me. He should use the intelligence. Otherwise, you are less intelligent. Fool number one. Even scientists are, Prabhupada did not spare the scientists. And, they're fool number one. We never heard anyone, scientists called fools. What? This was unheard of, not dreamt of. But Prabhupada was the first one. He did not spare anyone. And that way, Prabhupada, this is Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is. Namam, namam, duskritino muda, prapadyante naradhama, mayaya aparita jnana, and bhava masritaha. Four kinds of people do not surrender unto me, so they are. They are rascals, they are demons, they are this, they are that. So this is Bhagavad Gita as it is. In good old days, it's reminded us. Huh? It's the time. Till 10, right? Is that the... In a Jehu temple had just started, and Jehu being a Prabhupada's office, Bombay is my office, Srila Prabhupada used to, of course, spend a lot of time, and there was a Kurukshetra war also, there's a battle between Mr. N and ISKCON. And for other, Prabhupada was spending a lot of time at Jehu, and we were fortunate, we're Bombay Brahmacharis of Bombay, beginning with 71, 72. So this nice Sunday guests used to come from downtown with their cars and with their wives well dressed and themselves also with the ties and this and that and three-piece suit, and they're all sitting, and then Prabhupada would talk about rascals and demons and fool number ones. And so I was just a new devotee. I had little difficulty digesting what Prabhupada had to say about nice people, gentlemen and rich, and their wives are sitting next to them and rascals. Fools. Couldn't he use some better terms? And but gradually I realized this is Bhagavad Gita as it is. avajananti mam mudha. And then gradually we were trained up. And then we were also started calling you fools, you rascals. Something. We cannot say as much as Prabhupada. So, really. So going back to for living entities, parts and parcels, which are anshas of Anshi, Lord is Anshi, we are Ansha. So this is but natural, and this is the goal of life, in fact. Reunite with the Lord. That's why he says, Yogi Bhava. Yogi Bhava. Yogi nama pi sarvesha madgatena antaratmana shraddhavan bhajate yoma samayukta tamo matah. Yogi Bhava. Of course, these days, prachar is Bhogi Bhava. Day and night, breaking the news and commercials and electronic media, this media, that media. Bhogi Bhava, Bhogi Bhava. Just the opposite of. So Kali Maya is doing this prachar, Bhogi Bhava prachar. And we, the members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, we have to do prachar of Yogi Bhava. And so that ultimately all the living entities go back to Krishna. That comes around, goes around, there's something that goes around. So we have come, where we have come from, we have to go back. You could also see the word. Go back. What did I say? Go. Back. What did I say? Back. What does that imply? What does that mean? Go back. We were there. We were there. That's why go back. Not only go, but we say go back. Or back to home. Back to Godhead. So that would be the perfection. And that. In 71, Cross Maidan Festival, you heard about that one. I'm sure you have heard. Which myself and Radhanath Maharaj, amongst 10,000 or 20,000 folks of Bombay were also joining, but two of us also were there. Oh, anyway. So during that festival, Girgaon Chowpatty from Girgaon Chowpatty to Cross Maidan, there was a procession, Shobha Yatra. Yeah, started here and I attended this one. I was at Girgaon Chowpatty. Maybe March, April 71. And whenever I come this side, or like I was driving by Girgaon Chowpatty yesterday. Not only I was reminded of Yeah, Prabhupada was there and he spoke, he addressed. But what reminded me, I never forget. So when you forget something, then talk of, then we say reminder. But I never forget, so I wouldn't say it was a reminder. Just maybe just clicked again. And that was, Prabhupada was talking of going back to Godhead. Prabhupada was talking about Vaikuntha, right here at Girgaha Chowpatty. The goal of life is to return home, back to Godhead, back to home. He was making this point. And then I want to just say that as much as, listen to this, Prabhupada talked about spiritual sky, which others also may be talking. But we have to go back to home, back to Godhead. That's the goal. Others don't seem to be not talking much, or not emphasizing, not repeating. Going back to Godhead, and how many times, if you do counting in a Veda base, you'll find thousands of times, practically every talk, every lecture, you will hear, going back to home, going back to home, going back to home. So, and of course he's doing this on behalf of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Or this is the Gaudiya Vaishnavas more than other Vaishnavas. And of course only Vaishnavas would talk of spiritual sky or Vaikuntha even. Vishnu and Vishnu Lok and all the residents of Vaikuntha are called Vaishnavas, or those who accept Vishnu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vasudeva Sarvam iti samahatma sudurlabaha bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan mam prapadyate. Who surrenders unto me? Jnanavan mam prapadyate. So what is his jnana? How much does he know? Vasudeva sarvam. Finished. All that they know is Vasudeva is, Prabhupada translates, Vasudeva is all in all. Vasudeva is all in all. Vasudeva is all in all. Vasudeva sarvam iti. Iti means this much. Iti. Word little iti means this much. How much? Vasudeva sarvam. Jnanavan, those who know this much, they surrender unto Mam, unto the Lord, and they are Mahatmas. Samahatma, Sudurlava, not only Durlava, but Sudurlava, very, very rare. So amongst all those who talk of Vaikuntha, and of course Vasudeva, Krishna, Vishnu, avatars, and Vaikuntha, and something we know a little more than other Vaishnavas also, we know Goloka, we know Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuta. Tale cha tasya de devi mahesha haridhama suteshu teshu. All this whole cosmology, astronomy. You see through the eyes of Brahma and you see Shastra Chakshusha. You don't need telescopes. And how much telescopes are showing you? Not much. They haven't even seen the end of one universe. Have they reached now? They're somewhere in the middle. These days they are talking, as we are sending signals to other planets all around, folks there also sending their signals. They are capturing, they are registering. And they are saying there are 36 civilizations. I don't know where they must have reason to say it. There are 36 civilizations out there. So it's a big progress. One time life is only on the earth and earth only. But now there are civilizations out there. Intelligent. Anyway, but still what they have captured, all knowledge, they have gathered, information gathering, they are doing with their telescopes. They are called Pratyakshavadis. We are Parokshavadis and they are Pratyakshavadi. Pratyaksha. Means whatever they could see or whatever they could smell, whatever they could hear or touch or test, that is all that exists. But our understanding is all that is said by the Lord, all that is in the scriptures, that is all truth, all that that exists. Acharyavan Purusho Veda, Upanishad says. All that you have to do is Acharyavan, become Acharyavan. One who has dhan, he is dhanavan. And like that, many words are formed like that. So one who has Acharya or accepted Acharya in his life, he is Acharyavan. Then what happens? Acharyavan Purusha, that person who has accepted Acharya Veda, he gets to know. He becomes knowledgeable. Acharyavan Purusho Veda. Or the other term, very famous one, is Shastra Chakshusha, seeing through the eyes of the scriptures. Now I don't see much. Now I see. So the scripture has two pairs of glasses also, right? One and two. And as we see through, read through, then we get to know, get to see, in fact. Including the Lord. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santaha Sadaiva Ridayeshu. What? Vilokayanti. Vilokayanti means seeing. Vilokayam shama sundaram achintya guna swarupam. So with the help of sadhus, shastras, acharyas, we get to even see or touch or smell, realize. So that arrangement is there. And we should be taking full advantage of this. Lord has very kindly brought us, all of us, in contact with Srila Prabhupada's International Society for Krishna Consciousness. K. Srila Prabhupada K. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu K. Of course, this moment is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's moment. He is the original founder. Ajano Lambita Bhujo. Kanaka Vadato Sankirtanai Kapitaro Kamalaya Taksho Vishwambharo Dujavaro Yugadharma Palo Vande Jagat Priyakaro Karunavataro. That Karunavatar Gauranga 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 Nityananda Gauranga Nityananda. You don't have practice. You gotta go more to Mayapur. So that Gauranga Nityananda, this is their moment. One day Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityanando Sahodito Gaudo dai pushpavanto chitro shamdo tamonodo. This is a prayer at the lotus feet of Gaura and Nityananda. They have given us this moment. Srila Prabhupada then established this moment, founded in 66. I don't have time, but I want to say that, and Prabhupada said, the books are the basis. He said other things also, but books are the basis. Purities, utilities, and remaining, preaching is the essence. So I think the preaching is the essence and books are the basis. So this is something we should be right now get more serious about. This is marathon time, right? Gita Jayanti Mahotsava ki jai. ISKCON, there's always marathon, not every day marathon, but occasionally there's a more emphasis on, and then we call that as marathon. So the Bhagavad Gita distribution marathon has already begun, right? I think used to be 1 month, nowadays double it. This time their marathon is going to be lasting for at least 2 months. So please get into action. If there's anything that you could give in charity to others, to your near, dear ones, or love thy neighbor as thyself. Bible says, love thy neighbor as thyself. But don't just keep saying, I love you, I love you. Do something, you know, I love you. This could be just lip service.
So don't just do lip service, do something practical, tangible.
So give them Prabhupada's books, which are Krishna's books, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's books. We call them Prabhupada books, but they are Prabhupada has translated and presented and packaged, and so we call Prabhupada books. But so the Shastras are most essential. There's lots of ignorance around, lots of ignorance. So tamasoma jyotirgamaya. We want to bring people to the light. And the source of light is Krishna. We want to bring us, everyone, back to Krishna. And doing this is the topmost welfare activity. We are all human beings, yes, are we? We look like. We should prove that we are. So they're saying that Paropkaraya idam shariram, says Manushya shariram paropkaraya. This Manushya jivan, human form of life, is for paropkar. Like phalanti vrakshaha. Vahanti nadyaha. Paropkaraya vahanti nadyaha. Rivers flow or share water. And this is their paropkar. They don't drink themselves, but they share with others. Then vrakshaha, phalanti vrakshaha. Paropkaraya phalanti vrakshaha. Fruit trees are giving in charities. Take fruits. And gavaha, the cows. Paropkaraya duhanti gavaha. So as these trees do, cows do, rivers do, then we are in the list. And conclusion is paropakaraya idam, this one, idam shariram, or paropakaraya. So please distribute books. Also, read books. And more you read, more you would like to distribute also. You'll see Krishna on the pages. So this is basically distributing books is distributing Krishna, sharing Krishna. So you all have Krishna in different forms. In the form of the holy name, you have Krishna, Radha Gopinath ki. You have Krishna in the form of Radha Gopinath. Srila Prabhupada's books, you have Krishna in the form of Prabhupada's books. You have Mahaprasade Govinde. You have Krishna, that's also Krishna's form. Anna Parabrahma says, not only Arjuna said, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, to Krishna. Anna, when it is offered to Krishna, it becomes Parabrahma. So you have all this. You have all this. So don't be miserly. Be magnanimous. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Sri Prabhupada ki. So each one, you should all take your quotas, 5, 10, 20,000, 5,000, and distribute flood Mumbai with Srila Prabhupada's books. Gehe gehe
Jane Jane. This was also Narad Muni's strategy. I want to bring bhakti to Gehe Gehe, every home. Jane Jane, every person. So we are in that parampara of Narad Muni also. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. And it is said this book printing and book distribution is our transcendental business. It's the only business that we do. Or we emphasize on their business. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Maharaj. It was very, very inspiring session. All of us were thrilled by the word of wisdom which you blessed us. Each and every word which Maharaj you are blessing, it was inspiring us to take Krishna consciousness more and more seriously and sincerely. Let's express gratitude to Maharaj by loudly chanting 3 times. Hari Bol! Hari Bol! And Maharaj, we cordially welcome you. Whenever you come to Mumbai, please visit us and bless us again and again. Such a wonderful association, such inspiring association. In this association, we will be able to serve and continue to also assist in the movement of Srila Prabhupada in best of our capacity. Thank you, Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. His Holiness Loknath Swami Maharaj ki jai.